Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Remedies.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same,
and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein.
It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain.
Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man.
If you don't really feel this,
turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown,
but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us?
Cause we made it through that slavery
by Rolexes and Rovers,
and you can't hold us down.
We hold the crown for majors before us.
And though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up.
Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim.
So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, Throwback Thursday, June the 1st. Wow, this year's halfway over. June the 1st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a topic that I've done, quite a few times, actually. Different phases and different ways of expressing, exposing, and expanding this particular topic, which is express, expose, and expand. And I say that pretty much on every show. But I need you to really understand what that means today. Now, today, my brothers and sisters, this is the foundation of everything I do. Everything I do is based upon these three words. The entire foundation of Claironomics, the entire foundation of the Eagles Club, Christ Consciousness, Metaphysical, Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, Frequent Intense Training. Everything that I do is based upon these three words. In fact, the way that you optimize your life is based upon these three words. The ability for you to under, over, and understand these three words will actually change your life if you can understand it. Now, the first thing that we have to establish, I am going with the assumption that you already have something to express. That is a big assumption. I am automatically assuming that me and you are on the same page. Now, they say don't do that. In fact, they say never assume anything because it'll just make an ass out of you. Now, so that way I don't make an ass out of myself, let me go ahead and express, expose, and expand what I am assuming that you already know. I am assuming that you already have been listening to my shows. I am assuming that you already have been following me or you have an understanding of who I am. I am assuming that you have already been to my website, masterteacher33.com. I am assuming that you have already ordered your 600-page Dear Kinnear report. I'm assuming that. I'm assuming that not only did you order your 600-page Dear Kinnear report, that you've done something that only 1% of the people who order their Dear Kinnear report have done. I'm assuming that. I am assuming that you actually read it. Now, before you can listen to today's show, you got to meet that criteria. So if you haven't done any of those things already, if you haven't been to my YouTube channel, if you haven't been to my Blog Talk channel, if you haven't been to my Spreaker, anymeeting.com, if you haven't been to none of the other venues, if you haven't went to Google and typed in the name Master Teacher 33 all together and hit enter, if you have not done that, brothers and sisters, I would recommend that you do that so that way you could understand today's message. So before we can begin, I am operating under the assumption that you have your life optimization chart. Before you can express something, you have to have something to express. Now, in order for you to really get the meat of today's message, you have to be able to under, over, and understand that everything that I am about is the expression, is the exposure, and the expansion of your Dear Kinnear. So it is very important because that is the baseline. We can't even have a conversation. We cannot engage in no spiritual coaching, which is motivational. We can't even engage in no spiritual therapy, which is therapeutical. We can't even do that. If you don't really see value in the Dear Kinnear report, which is a Greek word that just means destiny, which means purpose, you mean to tell me you are on earth right now and you have no idea why you are here? Man, I don't even know. We cannot even say hello. If you cannot tell me exactly why you are on earth, we don't have anything to talk about. Because I don't know what to tell you, because the only thing I only help people who want to express, expose, and expand their destiny. This is what I do for a living. This is what I get paid, and I get paid very good to do this. Because I am damn good at what I do, because I spent 40 years walking around in the damn desert, lost and confused, and nobody on this planet could tell me what I can tell you. There is nobody on the earth today that can tell you what I can. Nobody. Everybody that you meet, you should be putting a gun to their head and telling them to call me 210-290-5927. You should be putting a gun to all your friends and your relatives' head. And you should have them email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you got your Dear Kinnear report, and I know most of you do because you're regular listeners, then you probably didn't read it. How do I know you didn't read it? The reason I know you didn't read your Dear Kinnear report or you don't understand the power of your Dear Kinnear report to unlock your DNA is because you do not understand the science and the biology and the metaphysics of the name. Now, I have a note that I wrote in 2012, I think. It's on my Facebook page. It's called The Metaphysics of Your Name. Now, if for some stretch, before we can even begin the message, if for some strange, unusual medical marvel that you got dropped on this planet and you from Pluto or from Mars or from Jupiter and you have no clue what the hell I'm talking about, please, I'm begging you. I'm going to get on my knees right now. I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to beg you to please go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/masterteacher33. Please. Or just email me after today's show at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email me, and I will email you the Facebook note that I did on the metaphysics of your name. Now, there are three laws of expression that God, the big G, not the little one, the Pleroma, he decided that, you know what, she decided that, okay, I gotta find a way to communicate. Like, go outside your backyard right now and you see an ant pile in the ant. You see those ants scurrying around. Now, you got an option. Those ants, they're right in the middle of your pristine lawn. Now, you got to have family and friends coming over. You're not really an ant hater. You don't really want to kill ants. You're not put on the planet. It's not your purpose. You're not an ant exterminator. But those ants are right in the middle of where you want to have your family picnic, and you don't want none of the kids getting bit by accidentally stepping in that ant pile. So you got a predicament. You can get some pesticide and you can kill all the ants. You can pour gasoline, like we used to pour gasoline on them back in the day. Unfortunately, it kills the grass and everything else too. So I figured that out. You don't want a bunch of yellow spots in your lawn. So you got a predicament. But if you're a nice guy like me, you want to communicate with the ants to tell them, hey, fellas, can y'all move your ant pile over chump? You got to move your ant pile somewhere because otherwise I'm going to have to. I'm not really an ant killer, but, you know, yeah, your ants, they got to go. Now, we got wasp nests in our backyard, and my wife, I don't know why, she's an expert wasp killer. It bothers me that my wife go out there and knock down the wasp nest. And I asked her, babe, why are you destroying the wasp nest? Her reply to me is always, I don't want to get bit by no wasp. And I asked her, have you ever, in the 8 years, how long we've been living here, have you ever been bitten by a wasp? Well, no, but they're there. Well, are they bothering you? Well, no, but I can see them. And I don't want, you know, my kids, nobody get bit by the wasp. So she goes get the can of spray, and she sprays the wasp, and all the little wasps die. I feel bad for the little wasps because the wasps didn't do nothing. They just built their wasp nest in the wrong spot. Now, those wasps are in the wrong environment. Those ants are in the wrong environment. If the snake come into my house, I'm not a trained snake killer. But if a snake crawls into my house, I already know my wife's response, so I got to kill the snake. Because the snake doesn't, I don't speak snake. So the snake cannot open the door and say, hey, homie, let me tell you something. My wife, she really don't like y'all, so you might want to leave now, bruh. Otherwise, I'm going to chop your head off. Or I could go to the ants and say, hey, guess what? My wife is a trained ant killer. She killed. See them wasps over there? Then all them dead wasps? Yeah, she killed them too. So you might want to get on up out of chum. That's what, if I could speak wasps, but I can't. If I could speak ant, but I can't. If I could speak snake, but I can't. I'm sitting up here telling you that you can't speak biology, but you can. My job is to train you or to teach you or to show you how to speak to your genetic code and to your DNA. This is the metaphysics of how you express and expose your exponentiality. How do you raise your exponentiality? See, the law of exponentiality is a crazy law. This law is a cookie blower. This law says that everything expands exponentially. Now, again, I'm not the brightest bub in the pack, but I got a bub, and that sucker's on. It ain't really bright, but at least it's on, and at least I got a bub. And so based upon the bub I got, it says that the science and the biology of your name, man is name and name is man. So before we can ever talk, now this is still the intro, we can't even talk about expressing nothing if you don't know nothing. The doc, man, I'm offended, brother. You telling me I don't know nothing? Who the hell are you are to think? Yeah, I know this is what you're probably thinking. Who the hell you think you are, brother? Tell me what I know. Well, brother, I got 40 years of walking around the desert. I got the bad credit. I got the scars. I got the repos. I got freaking 68 failed jobs, 23 failed businesses. Should I go on? Do you want me to go on? You got a couple of hours? I can go through all of my failures if you got a few hours. But I know most of us, you didn't tune in today to hear my failures. You tuned in because you want me to give you something of value, something of worth, something that you can use to pay your light bill, something that you can use to make your marriage work, something that you can use to make you a better man or a better woman. It's called exponential. See, the law of exponential, it relates to exponents. See, this law says that it is the power to raise something to a given expression times 3. Now, exponentiality, see, that was a guy came out with this formula called E equal MC squared. He says energy times mass sped up by the speed of light twice. And this dude came out with this law. Now, the law of exponentiality states something very similar. Now, I've already did that show that talks about the law of exponentiality. All I need you to understand is that it raises the power, the base power, or the natural power of something. It raises an exponent, E-X-P-O-N-E-N-T. Now, an exponent, it is a person or a thing that expounds. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. It is the person, place, or thing that explains. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. It is a person or a thing that interprets. It is a person or thing that is a representative. It is a person or thing that is an advocate. It is a person or a thing that is a symbol. Now, I need you to understand, brother. I need you to understand, sister, because you are an exponent. But see, we have not been taught the law of exponentiality. So we don't know. Nobody told me that I'm here to expound. The first question I asked was, what the hell I'm supposed to be expounding upon? Nobody told me that the word exponent, E-X-P-O-N-E-T, it means to put forth something. So let me ask you the question once again, brother. Sister, what the hell are you putting forth? See, before we can even begin the intellectual discourse, the didactic discourse of express, expose, and expand, you got to know that you're an exponent. And you're here to put forth something. You are one who expound. E-X-P-O-U-N-D. Now, the word expound, like the word exponent, it means to set forth or to state something in detail. Homie, now let me say that again, because everybody I know, they speak in circles. They talk in generalities. See, most folk, although they be good folk, if I ask them a question in detail, go to church on Sunday and ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop in detail about who's Constantine Messiah. I'm just putting this out there. Ask him or her if his name is Jesus and there was no J. Just ask. I'm just saying. How did he get the day? Now, let me get off my religious kick. Let's talk about something more, friendly. I'm simply trying to express something to you today, brothers and sisters. The word E-X-P-O-U-N-D, where we get the word exponent, where we get the word express. See, before you can express this, it means that I need to set forth and state something in detail. I have to be able to explain it to you. I got to be able to interpret it for you. I got to be able to make a detailed statement. Often, Now, again, I'm reading this from dictionary.com. You can go to any good dictionary and read the definition of the terms, because your word established your world. Now, I said something that was a cookie blower. I sat down and I expressed, exposed, and expanded. For everybody's part of the Clarinomics, you already know this. And I said one of the attributes of God was called equivalent. And the word expound, guess what it has? Guess where it comes from? The word expound means to, again, to put forth, to set forth, to explain. It means equivalent. Now, again, the law of reciprocity, the law of reciprocation, the law of valiant or valiance, the law of equivalent, and the law of equality or equal, those are the five attributes that line up with the five levels of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, which is what you call God. God expresses, exposes, and expands himself in these five attributes. Now, this word means to put forth, but after you put it forth, if you challenge me, I can explain it in vivid detail. I got a $10,000 challenge. You guys know I've had that $10,000 challenge. I had some knucklehead, you know, try to take me up on it. Yeah, it didn't go too well for him. Now, the word expound, somebody please write this down. This is very, very important. Dictionary.com, the word origin and history of the word expound. Old French, expandre, expound. It means set forth, explain, from the Latin word exponere, which means to put forth, to explain, to expose, to exhibit. It means ex, which means forth. Pioneer means foot, which means put. So forth put or put forth. And then it has underneath the word expound, it means see, position. It also has intrusic from the word sound, Heavenly Father. Oh, man. I got that tingle on the back of my neck again. Sound. So this word means sound. Now, I've been saying that one of that's in the Essene Gospel of Peace, that's no longer a part of what we call the Helios Biblios or the Bible, but in the Essene Gospel of Peace, it talks about resonance. Well, the Bible talks about words. So a word, my brother, a word, my sister, is sound. Now, this is very, very important. And hang on just a second. I think somebody's knocking at the door. Just one second, folks. Boy, I tell you. All right, sorry about that. Kids down there banging on the door, and the door's wide open. I tell you. Can't live with them, can't live without them. Anyway, as I was saying, sorry about that, I had left the door open because I knew the kids was coming home. Doors unlocked and they standing down there banging on the door. Now I say, doors open. So I do apologize about that. But if y'all, anybody that got kids, y'all know how that works. Anyway, back to what I was saying. The word expound, it means ex sound. Now, everything in the universe is based upon sound. Everything. Everything in the universe is based upon sound. Everything. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, that means sound. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't have the luxury to be able to go through what that really means. I wish I could spend the time. We've talked about it so many times. So you're supposed to be able to talk in detail about a particular resonance. Now, the word resonance means R-E, which means return, or which means return, and sonnet, or son, which means sound. It means to return to sound, or return to the original sound. Everybody on earth has what is called a signature frequency. You have it. Everybody have it. The ancient texts called it the aura, and I talked about that last night. The word aura, A-U, AU on the periodic table means gold. RA, again, in most of the ancient texts, and most people know RA, Ra, is the Egyptian god Ra. The Egyptian god Ra is the sun deity. It means ray. So AU means gold or god or good. Ra means ray of light. So it is a gold, G-O-L-D, ray. Now, gold is God with the L in it. You got to take out the L because the L is Lord or Lucifer. You know him, her, as Lucifer. Some call him Lucy. So G-O-L-D. Take out the L in the A-U or in your aura. Right now, there is something in your aura, in your chi, in your prana. It's called the flesh. You got to remove it. So if you take the L out, you're left with G-O-D. Now, we live, we use words to express our sound, but the words have the L in it. So we use W-O-R-L-D. We need W-O-R-D. So we got, again, like gold, G-O-L-D, we got to take the L out. The world, the Bible says friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. So you cannot be a friend of the world and a friend of the word. At least according to the Helios Biblios that I read. So everybody I know, they want to be a friend of the world. They want to keep the L in the word. So you cannot express, expose, and expand. You cannot expound because sound is the word. Because in the beginning was the word, not the world. In the beginning was the word, not the world. And the word, not the world, the word was with God. And the word was God. And then Hebrews 11, I'm paraphrasing, but you might want to read it for yourself. It says that the world was framed by the word. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, the word framed means fashioned, or it means caused to come into vision. Now, we're talking about something at my 5 o'clock class. I'm sorry, at my Cleonomics class at 7. Last night, we went to Romans 12, 2, and I shocked myself when I looked at the definition of the word. It said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. And we are breaking down the definition of this word, trans and formed. And we saw something that was mind-blowing because it talked about how subatomic particles come together. It forms what we call fashion. Well, the word expound means you need to have something that you know so well in such vivid detail that, like me, and other people who have found their purpose, you could talk, as y'all know, for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and take a nap and wake up and talk again for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Take a nap and wake up again and talk again for hours. And I think y'all get the message. So do you have that? Now, somebody was inviting me, hey, Doc, I need you to come speak and do the commencement speech. I need you to do a lecture. What time and date? I don't need no notes. I don't need no computers. I don't need no books. I don't need nothing except a platform. I don't even need a mic. My mouth's so big, I can project, homie. So just invite me. I show up. Now, I ain't going to be for free. But what, Doc, what are you saying? Now, you wasted 30 minutes of my time, brother. You ain't even got to the meat of the message. Well, the meat of the message is this, brothers and sisters. On my Facebook page, where I talk about the metaphysics of your name, in this little short paragraph, it reads, if you apply the scientific principles of language and mathematics to analyze a person's name, date of birth, time of birth, place, this reveals certain genetic characteristics or markers. All of the above letters and numbers are instrumental in creating the person you are. Your mind, your personality, your traits, your ideals, your desires, and your ambitions all are inside of your name. So I have done over 1,000 Diakonia or destiny reports, which I have discovered that explains this process. So God placed books, plural, more than one, inside your body called your DNA. This is your Diakonia report. So you should have your Diakonia report, because inside of your genes, there is a codex, C-O-N-D-X, called a codon, C-O-D-E-O-N, codon. Now, again, you can go to Google and type this in. This code is a genetic code. So now, inside of my book, Genie in the Jeans, which I will be releasing hopefully today, man. I should have had it done last week. So I do apologize, man, but you guys know. Y'all know. There's no excuse. I'm going to get it done. In this book, it talks about this process. So in the book, Genie in the Jeans, inside this book, I break down how inside of your body right now, as I'm speaking to you, and I don't want to give away what's inside the book, but I am so excited because in this book, as I talked about inside of a book called Grammar, Glamour, Grammoria, and Grammarie. When you went to elementary school, you learned grammar. However, they did not tell you that every word that you speak creates what is called a magic spell to control your mind and somebody else's. So if you become aware of this basic understanding that all of the ancient texts talk about, then it cannot, the dark magicians that it talks about in Isaiah 45, 48, those who hide in the shadows, in the dark, they take the truth and they turn it upside down. These are dark magicians. Your voice commands your mind, your body, and your spirit. Your voice. It only responds to your voice or, again, your VOX or the Greek, your vocare. Now, I've done many shows on this already. But what they don't tell you that I talk about inside of the book, there is what is called golden blood plasma inside of the body. I should not be telling you this, but hey, I'm going to tell you anyway. Now, back in the day, way back in the day, they understood that definitions were definitions. Let me say that again. Back in the day, way back in the day, they understood that definitions were definitions. D-E-A-F and the Phoenicians, like the Canaanites and the P-H-O-E-N, they were definitions. So there is a genetic blueprint. Now, the government knows this. And this genetic blueprint is in your blood. So your genetic blueprint is your fingerprint. It is your spiritual fingerprint. All I did was I just figured out a way to unlock your spiritual fingerprint or your spiritual genetic blueprint or what I call your temple or your template. Do you not know that your body is the temple? The word temple means template. So this is what you express. You, my anointed brother, you, my education sister, the only thing you can express is your genetic code. That's what the government will make sure you never, ever hook up with a dude like me. And they don't care if you hook up with me, long as you don't get your DNA report. And let's say by some medical marvel that you do get your Dear Kinnear report, you can't read it. Because if you read it, what happened based upon cymatics? Now, if you study cymatics, you will know that sound and vibration can be organized, or it organizes matter into what is called sacred geometry. So sound, brother, and vibration, same thing, they are coded with what the ancients called magnetics. Or the Greek call, or the Latin call, maginus, or magicus. The Greeks call it magikos. So magikos is the English word for magnetic or magic. So we live in the electromagnetic spectrum. You call it light. So your voice encodes. They call it intonation. Now, you can never understand what I'm about to say. Because if you do understand this, the way that they had it in the Transformers movies, the last Transformers movies before the new one just came out, when they talked about programmable matter. If you understand this, all of the natural forces that are used by nature are created, controlled, and manifested through sacred geometry, which is the building blocks of all matter. Cymatics is the only thing that creates sacred geometry or angles or angels. So when you speak, angels go to work. Now, the angels are mathematically called angles. So an angle is an angel. Now, the word, as I said before, aura is your energy field. Now, science called it your morphogenetic field. So your aura, again, is a bioelectrical magnetic field. It is a biological electrical magnetic field. It controls biological electrical chemical beings. That's you. You are a biological being that have nerves that sends electrical currents throughout your body to activate your chemistry or your chemic or your body. So you are a biological electrical chemical being that is controlled by words. So two words put together called ara. The word ara comes from the Latin word arum, which means gold. That is why in chemistry, gold is Au. The word Ra, as I said before, is the ancient deity called Ra, which means ray. Now, according to the Egyptian mythology, Ra is the sun god. Now, we worship the sun of God, Jesus Christ. So they changed Ra, the sun god. That's what the Bible is called in the ancient text, the Helios Biblios. Helios means sun. Biblios means book. So you got the Helios Biblios book. It's all about the sun ray. Now, if you put the two words together, sun ray together, you get sun ray. Now, the magic or the dark entities, they overstand something that you don't know. They know that you have a mind. And so they need to exercise mind control. And the way that they do this is they understand that you are being mined because you mind. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name, you said that angels in heaven, on earth, and those under the earth, they got to bow down. So, Father, we come in that name, the name of the Pleroma, the name that is above every name, and we command in the name that every demonic entity would bow down to the power that's in the name. And to destroy and break the yoke of mind control. The word mind is a phonetic word. Now, the Egyptians in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, it is based upon phonetics or phonics. That's why I never learned phonics. As you guys know, as I've been saying on every show, I used to cry like a baby every night because I was a functional illiterate. Now, every day I wake up and I thank God I'm a functional illiterate. I don't know phonics. The only way to put you under mind control is if you know phonics. Because the word mind, M-I-N-E-D, and the word mind, M-I-N-D, is the same. So somebody is mind, M-I-N-D, your mind, M-I-N-E-D. You have been mined. Now, I don't know if you understand what happens during the mining process. That means somebody go in and they digging for something. So let me ask you the question. What are they digging for? You've been mind, brother. You've been mind controlled. Contrary to popular belief, everybody, including me, we all suffer from a certain degree of mind control. So you cannot express, expose, and expand your God-given diaconia because you are expressing and exposing and expanding the Reverend Dr. Bishop's or the shadow government's. You are expressing their goals, their dreams, their reality. That's why everything you do makes you a fit extension of this dimension, including for all of my Hebrew Israelites and all of my Black Panther Party brothers and all of my melanated individuals. Yeah, remember that saying, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. The blacker the berry, the more control your ass is. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because maybe you don't understand what melanin is. Melanin is God's dust. Melanin allows for you to be a fit extension. Now, maybe you don't understand what a fit extension is. See, a fit extension, see, the powers that be, they are soulless or they don't have a body. So they are spirits. They need a car to drive. Any car will do, including yours. But they got to mind F you first. You got to be mind. So you got a mind. You know, when I was a kid, my grandma used to tell me, boy, you don't mind. That's why your life is going to suck. You hard-headed. Man, that's the best gift I ever got, being hard-headed, because I don't listen to nobody. That's probably saved my life. You know how many times that saved my life? Because some fool told me, yeah, hey, dude, go over there and do that. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, you go first. That's the only reason. I remember the story. I was 14 years old. They said, hey, go over there and snatch that lady's purse. We didn't know nothing about federal property, post office. Them fools went over there and did it. All of them went to juvie. Only reason I didn't go, my dark behind didn't walk across the street. That's the only thing that kept me out of prison. That's it. One decision, not to walk across the street. Otherwise, I probably would not be doing today's show. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means from a biological perspective. Now, from a biological perspective, your genetic code is called your purpose. It's called your destiny. It's called your mission. It's called your service. It's called your ministry. This is the only reason why you're on earth. So if you don't know what that is, how the hell are you going to express it? How can you explain to me in vivid detail why you are here and you don't even know? So this is what I do for a living. I help people get in contact with the sequence of the nucleotides that comprise the genetic code and the amino acid sequence of proteins and molecules within inside of their genome. Now, the genes code and they produce a production of insulin. This controls your actions. That's why in the hood, they want everybody on insulin. That's why in the hood, everybody blown out their kidneys. That's why go in the hood and see how many dialysis centers. Ride through your hood, black man. Ride through your hood, black woman. See how many dialysis centers are popping up. I triple dare you to ride through the hood. See how many dialysis centers are popping up. Suckers are popping up like freaking fast food restaurants. Why? That is the only way to control the amino acid sequence in the proteins. The only way. The nucleotide, brother, this is a cellular. They tapping into your cells. Why? That's where the biochemical instructions that translate the information that is presented in a particular linear sequence. This is what is called a nucleotide triplet. It comes from the DNA. It is sent to the messenger RNA, and the RNA make copies. So guess what? What if I can make the RNA make a wrong copy? That's what's going on, black man. That's what's going on, black woman. That's why they putting you on that dialysis, because they know they got to manipulate the genetic sequence. So that way your DNA sends the wrong code to the RNA, and now every cell that is produced after that is deficient. The body automatically renews itself perfect. Unless the copy, the original is wrong. The RNA makes a copy of whatever the DNA sequence is. So the only way to mess up the DNA sequence is through your environment, through your voice, through your diet. So we put fluoride in your water, we being they. Since I used to be a part of the establishment when I was, I was in the military. I was in law enforcement. I was in code enforcement. Then I was a licensed and ordained preacher. These are all the people that is making sure that you're disconnected from your DNA. They want to cultivate your natural abilities and to develop your interpotential to fulfill their destiny, not your own. See, you're going to be, until you learn how to deploy yourself, you're going to be employed by somebody else. Hey, no problem as long as you know. See, your genetic code, that's the thing that turns your code or your DNA sequencing on. And so they have to do something to get into there and to prevent the DNA sequencing from taking place. Now, you cannot express. Now, the word express simply means, I gotta say something. Now, after you express it, then you go to second base. Second base, after you express it, now you got to ramp it up. You got to expose it. So right now, I'm on second base. I'm trying to expose, and this is why I need your help. Everybody that can hear me today, you should already have your Dear Canary report. If you don't, you should order it today. After you get it, you should make sure that you tell all your family and all of your friends so they can order the Dear Canary report. Now, I've already said that I will pay anybody $100 for any referral. If you refer someone to me and they order their Dear Canary report, I will pay you $100. Just make sure you let them know, hey, tell Brother Will I sent you. Because we got to break up the mind control. Now, the mind control is the word M-I-N-D. Everybody's focusing on the mind because it means M-I-N-E-D, mind. You are being mined. The same way that they mine the earth for gold, you think, the Anunnakis, they came to earth to mine gold, right? That's what it says in all the ancient texts. Well, they didn't tell you. They was not mining gold in the earth. They were mining gold in your body. The Anunnakis were genetic engineers. Enki and Enlil, King Anu, all of them suckers. All of the ancient deities, all of them, they was looking for what the ancient texts called golden blood plasma. Now, I've done many shows. Now, I used to donate plasma. That's how I got by when I was homeless. When I met my wife, I was donating blood plasma. They was paying me $40 a week to sit in the chair, to siphon off my blood, take the plasma, put the blood cells back and put the platelets back in my body. The question you should be asking yourself is why? What is it about plasma? Has anybody on this earth that's listening to the sound of my voice, have you heard of the fifth dimension? Did you watch the movie The Fifth Dimension with Bruce Willis? In the movie Fifth Dimension, they talked about plasma physics. Anybody ever heard of that? Plasma. Now, there's four dimensions. Plasma is the fifth dimension. Now, don't have the time to break down plasma physics, but let me just simply say this. It is what they call crypto or cytoplasm. Cyto. Now, I've been saying this for 25 years. Your blood type is your God type. Now, God type means vocare or voic, V-O-X. Your blood type is your voice type. Now, remember, everything is phonetics in this world. We are in a phonetic environment. So we need to understand protoplasma and cytoplasma and blood plasma, because again, we are in a plasma physic environment. We are in, I did a series called a pictogram, ideogram, I forgot the other one. Anyway, that was three. Now we are in hologram, HOLOGRAM. So this is really important when you really understand what I'm saying. Now, again, now we're talking about exposure. We already got the express. You got to get your Dale Kinnear report. You got to find your niche. You got to find your purpose. You got to find something that you can talk about in vivid detail. No notes, no preparation. I can put you on a spot. I can just walk up to you and hand you a microphone and say, talk for an hour. And you'd be like, sit down, brother, make yourself comfortable. Here we go. And you should start rambling. Blah, 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 blah. And you start talking about why you are on earth. Why? You are on earth. And you say, well, Brother Will, that sounds great. Okay, let me tell you your purpose right now. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice. This is your purpose. Please write this down. Whatever your most predominant, persistent problem is, that's your purpose. You was born with it. It's in your childhood. So go back to your childhood. Find out what problem you had when you was a kid, when you was in elementary school, you was in middle school, you was in high school, you was in college. Now you're married, and now you're getting like me, getting a couple of gray hairs on your chin, you're getting up there in age, and you got the same problem all your life. Same problem. That's your purpose. That's what God gave you the problem. You don't believe me? Ask Jonah. Ask Samson. Ask David. The best person to ask? Moses. Go ask Moses. Moses was raised in the Egyptian, 40 years. Left the Egyptians. 40 years. Went back to the Egyptians 40 years. 40, 40, 40. Moses. See, if you want to know what you're called to do, just look what you've been through. What problems you got, bro? What problem has been plaguing you all your life? It just didn't pop up. That's not your purpose. Oh, you think your purpose is, okay, you went to school, got you a degree in astrophysics. You think now that, you know, you're supposed to go out and teach astrophysics? That's not your purpose, bro. Your purpose is like he told Paul, when Paul begged him, Father, please, please take this thorn out of my side. He said, now I'm going to leave it in there, bro. It is a messenger of Satan. See, your thorn in your side, that thing that you hate, you know that sucker in detail. You know, the problem that you got, man, you've been fighting that demon so long, he know you and you know him. Y'all cross each other on the street. Hey, yeah, what's up, Lust? Hey, what's going on, homie? I'll be at your house tonight. We're going to watch some porn. No, we not. And guess what happened tonight? Everybody go to bed. What you up doing? Watching porn. Yeah, you know. Maybe it's cigarettes. Maybe it's smoking the ganja. You know what it is. Maybe, I don't know what it is, but you got a problem. And whatever that problem is, you can't defeat it. And it's once you defeat that problem, then you monetize that problem. But you can't monetize it until you maximize it, until you defeat it, until you make that problem your B-I-T-C-H. That's my brother. That's my sister. That's purpose. So I can talk from now until Jesus comes back about ignorance. I was the most ignorant fool on the planet. I've never met a man or a woman that came from the depth of ignorance that I've come from and still got a bunch of more mountains to climb. So I'm here to replace error with truth. I was born in a cult. I didn't read about it in no book. I was raised. Now, you tell me. Now, you can go. Now, cult has five attributes. And I'm not going to go into it, but y'all heard the testimony. But all I'm simply saying is that now, what you think my expertise is in? Why y'all think I know how the dark side work? Why do you think Moses knew his way around Egypt? He was raised an Egyptian, man. He didn't read about it. He was it. So everything I do, I didn't read. I was. So I'm going to ask you, what was you that you don't want nobody to know? See, Moses, he went out to Midian, and he hid for 40 years out with Jethro in the tents of Midian because he was ashamed and he didn't want nobody to know he was a freaking Egyptian. What you hiding, bruh? What you hiding, sis? Oh, yeah, you don't want nobody. I didn't want nobody to know that I was a functional illiterate. I got freaking 50 books, freaking call myself, got a doctorate degree, and I can't read and write. Do you know how embarrassing that is, brother? Now, you don't know. You think you know. Now I got fools on YouTube. Say, yeah, Brother Will, you're functional illiterate. Negro, how the hell you know? People only use what you tell them. If you don't want them to know, don't tell them. Because trust me, in this modern day of age of technology, post something on Facebook if you want to. Wait 3 months, they're going to throw it back in your face. Yeah, ain't you the dude that cheated on his wife? Sorry, mother, and you walk around the car and you say, Master Teacher 33. Be careful what you say, brothers and sisters. Unless you got a thick skin like me, I don't give a flying what people think about me or what they say. Now, it took me some time to get here, but now that I'm here, man, I got a holographic understanding. Hologram. Now, number one, brothers and sisters, is a pictogram. Number two is an ideogram. Number three, I got it. Thank you, Father. It's a logogram. If you really want to blow your cookies, email me after today's show. I'll send you that show for free. I turn it into a little audio book. Pictogram, ideogram, logogram produces a hologram. Now, a hologram is a high-resolution photographic image, but it is H-O-L-O, hollow, holo. Hollow means whole. It means entire. So it's an entire. It is what is called holomorphic. That's how you express stuff, bruh. That's how you express it. The way that you express, brothers and sisters, is you got to become a hologram. Now, I call it cleonomics. What is cleonomics? It's the household management of the soul. It's whole brain thinking. You're not left brain. You're not right brain. You're whole brain. Holo, H-O-L-O, means whole. It means the entire formation. So a holographic, a hologram, it means the complete. It means safe and sound ground. The minds of your people. It's not a pictogram. That's what we used to have. You know, the little pictures on the wall, caveman, that's how they communicate, pictograms. Then we went to ideograms. You had an ideal, and we communicated through ideals. Then we went to a logogram. That's the age we're in right now, the logos, the L-O-G-O-gram. It is the logos, it's words. Now we're going to a whole new dimension, bruh. We're going to a whole new dimension since it's a hologram. And if you can't speak or if you can't think holographically, you in deep kimchi. Because the new age, the new era that we are in now, you got to be able to expose holistically. You cannot think just left brain, reason and logic, right brain, love and compassion. No, homie, you need whole brain. You better come with it. Now we live in an age and an era where you need whole brain thinking. You need a hologram. Now, the word gram, G-R-A, comes from the word graph, which means written. It means to carve. It means grammar. So the word G-R-A-M comes from the word G-R-A-M-M-A, grammar, which means something written or drawn or to carve something, the gram. Now, remember way back in the day, we had a telegram? So the word gram, again, simply means something that is written. So you need to have something that is whole. It has your left brain and your right brain. It's not just your reptile brain, and it's not just your paleo brain. It is the neo brain. Neo means one, means whole brain. That's how you express yourself. Number one, you got to be able, expose yourself. So everybody listening to the sound of my voice, you need to have something to expose yourself. Now, I'm not talking about taking your clothes off. I'm talking about you got an ideal that's going to override the triune hex. Now, your ideal is not something that you learned at some get-rich-quick STEM seminar. Your ideal that you want to express is inside of your DNA. You've been expressing it all your life. Now it's time to monetize it. How do you monetize it? You expose it. How do you expose it? Well, you use the technology, especially like digital marketing, to get the word out to the masses. That's where I need your help and assistance with letting people in your family and your friends know that, hey, there's God, Brother Will, got this great resource called the Dear Kenny Report that gets you in contact with your true authentic self and why you're on the planet. Once you find that, you can override the triune hex. Now, the triune hex, oh, man. Woo! This is why most people are in the predicament that they're in. It is a hexagon. It is a hexagram. It is a hexachord. It is a hexagon, math. It is a hexagram, English language. It is a hexachord, music. It is math, music, and language that keeps you in the box. It keeps you in the black cube. From the cross to the cube, from the cube to the cross. Either one you got, whether you got the cross or the cube, whether you got Christianity or Islam, Same. They got you. It's the same hex. Now, you got to get past that in order to, the last thing, expand. Everybody on earth, you're here to express. There is something that you can speak about in vivid detail on a deeper level than I can. I'm not an alcoholic. I've sipped a little alcohol here and there in the day, but I cannot talk to you in detail about what it feels like to be an alcoholic and how to stop or overcome alcoholism. I haven't had that problem, defeated that problem, and now I can teach you how to do it. Don't follow nobody who have not conquered their own demons. Let me say that again. Don't follow nobody who ain't conquered their own demons. Let me say that one more time. Don't follow nobody who still use pictograms, ideograms, or the logogram. They haven't got to the hologram. You need somebody that has a holistic worldview. It can peer outside of the box. They go off the planet and get their information. None of the stuff I teach is on earth. The God that I worship is not on earth. Light came in the darkness, and the darkness perceived it not. So the God that I worship, he left the Ruach and the Numa here as his comforter and his representative. Now, I know him, her, it as the Pleroma. Now, I know that's contrary to most people's theology, but all you got to do is go to Google, type in P-L-E-R-O-M-A, Pleroma. Click on images again, or you can pick up one of my books on the Pleroma, on the Gnostic Demiurge or Ben-Ehad Nakash. And understand that you don't want to worship the upright talking serpent. And you don't want to worship any of the sons of God. You have to worship God himself. That's just what I do. Now, again, you can do what you like. But I represent the fullness of the Godhead. That is the hologram. That is all of the divine power. It is the totality of the emissions or the totality of the Godhead that dwells inside of what you and I call the Christ, which is really the crest. I've already done the series, man. I've already wrote the book on the twin flames. So if you don't know the difference between the Christos, drugged one, and the Christos, implemented one, then you're still under the influence, again, of being mind controlled. Now, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, as we bring today's show to a close, just understand that express, expose, and expand. The way that you expand is that there is something found inside of your blood plasma that they have tried to mimic, and they came up with. Anybody watch the movie Limitless? Anybody watch the movie Lucy? What they're trying, what they're doing is now they have this, it's called ORME. It's orbitally rearranged monotonic elements. So they call it white powder gold, monotonic gold. You never heard of it? Just go to Google, type in white powder gold, blow your cookies. It is, again, a synthetic version of an original thing that you have inside of your body. So now all of the ancients, all of the powers that be, they all know what is called golden plasma. That's why there's plasma centers in every hood. They want to suck the plasma out of you like they used to do me. It's very interesting how everything that I talk about and teach, I went through first. Now, when I was going through it, I had no bloody clue. I had no idea when I was raising, coming up in a cult that I was going to be talking about cults. I had no idea when I was sitting in the back of the class sleeping, laughing, and playing, and I didn't learn how to read and write, that I was going to be teaching about reading and writing. I had no idea what so freaking ever that I was out there donating plasma, sitting up there and watching them like, why? This stuff coming out, it was really yellow looking. And they used to tell me, hey, don't eat nothing that was greasy. Don't eat fast food because it makes the plasma stick. And you got to sit in the table longer. We can't get it out your body. Don't drink fluoride water. Don't breathe chemtrails. Don't eat everything that everybody do. They told me, hey, in order we pay you more money. And then on top of something else, my plasma was different from everybody else. So they gave me an extra $20 to come and donate my plasma. But you know what they told me? They would never tell me what it was. Then I figured out later that because I worked in law enforcement and I was in the military, I was in government, they gave us certain shots when we was in the military that made us resistant to hepatitis C. And they gave us a shot. It's called a VMAT2. If you want to blow your cookies, but don't tell nobody I told you, okay? Otherwise, the people in the black van going to be parked outside your house. Now, I have this inside of my book, Nero Theology. Everybody that's in the military, you got the VMAT2 shot. You don't even know. People in the military don't even know what the hell it is. Only reason I understood it because I asked them, why y'all give me extra money? They said that you have something in your blood that regulates the brain's monoaminogenic acid. It's called the VMAT2. Anybody want to blow your cookies? Go to Google, research that. I'll pick up a copy of my book. They call it the God gene. Why they call it the God gene? Why do they call the VMAT2 the God gene? Shot reduces what they call your ability to actually find God. Triple dare you to research it yourself, bruh. Triple dare you to research it yourself, sis. It's a dopamine inhibitor. In fact, the VMAT2 gene was developed by Dean Hammer. And they said that everybody that was given this gene makes them good killers. Now, see, I was a Marine. I don't know whatever. But I don't know. Marines, we train to do one thing, kill. That's what they call us, devil dogs. Now, all the other branches of the service, I don't know. I can't speak about them. I was in the Marine Corps. In the Marine Corps, they said, boy, you got one son. I said, well, no, I signed up to be, you know, a legal assistant. They said, take that rifle, charge that hill, homie. I like, well, I didn't sign up for infantry. They told me when I got in, they didn't tell me this before I went in, but they told me after I got in, every Marine, when this war is going on, every Marine is given a rifle and said, go charge the hill. You're all infantry. Now, your primary MOS is really your secondary MOS. In the Marine, everybody is what they call a Bushmaster, 0311, infantry, killers. So they train you how to be a killer. But they gotta disconnect you from God first, because otherwise you're going to get out there and say, I don't want to shoot that person because they didn't really do nothing to me. You're going to start thinking. See, the Marine Corps, they said, if we want you to think, we would give you a brain. So they give you a VMAT2 shot. Now, again, don't tell nobody I told you, because you're not supposed to know this kind of stuff. This is the kind of stuff you got to understand why you are being mined and why what I'm saying to you, you don't want to listen. There's a reason why you're disinterested. Nobody, I've done the show on manufactured ignorance. You're not born ignorant. So why was the depths of my stupidity and the magnitude of my ignorance so magnanimous? Why was I so magnanimously ignorant? And why was the depths of my stupidity deeper than anybody else? I've never met a person on earth yet that was more stupid than me. I ain't proud to say it, but I'm working on coming out of my stupidity. Every day I get a little brighter. My bulb get a little brighter. I get a couple of more sandwiches in my pack. Pretty soon I'm going to have enough sandwiches to make a full picnic. I ain't there yet, but I'm working on it. Because that's my dear Kinnear. This is why I'm on earth, to destroy ignorance. Because I was born in it. I watched my mom get beat, and she watched me get beat, and she didn't do nothing. That's ignorance. I don't know what else to call it, bro. I walked around in circles, and I said, we got a bed. Why can't we can't sleep in it? I didn't read about it. We did this crazy stuff. But there was a reason why. And now I understand that reason. And it's important that you understand the reason why the events unfolded in your life the way that they did. That's your niche. That's your purpose. Find that. If you need help, email me yesterday at masterteacher32.com@gmail.com so you can find your niche. Because it's one thing, as I did on the previous show, you can find your purpose. That's great. You can have the right purpose and you can have the wrong niche. You can have the right dear Kinnear and the wrong destiny. You can be at the right place, but at the wrong time. You show up at the bus stop, you're at the bus stop, but hell, the bus came 30 minutes ago, homie. You missed the bus. It's the story of my freaking life. You need to get at the right bus stop at the right time to catch the bus. Go figure. It is my job to assist you with optimizing your life so that way you can get on the right bus, you can get to the right bus station at the right time, and that is what I call expression. Now you got something to say. So now I listen to you talk. You can call me and we can talk. But don't call me, man. Don't call me, sis, and complain. Don't call me and talk about the weather. Don't call me and talk about the freaking Cowboys or NBA Finals. You know what? I watched that and stuff. Yeah, I understand, but I'm not going to waste my time talking about it. Surely not going to waste your time. I'm here for a purpose and for a reason, and I want to express it. Then I want to expose it. I want to make sure that everybody knows when you say the name Master Teacher 33, hey, that dude is replacing error with truth. I don't know. I don't like the way he talk, man. He comes across a little rough sometimes, you know what? But you know what? The boy, he said, look the stuff up. You look it up. I guarantee you, everything that I can say, I guarantee you can find it in the Bible. You can find it outside the Bible, and you can find it in the science book. Guarantee it, because I don't say it unless I can find it. I don't say nothing unless I can prove it scientifically, unless I can prove it biologically, unless I can prove it biblically, unless I can prove it non-canonically. I don't say nothing unless I can prove it. So when you step toward me, bro, just make sure you got your facts lined up. So that's what I want people to know. When they bury my black behind, I want them to put that on my tombstone. Here lies the fool that spent his whole life trying to replace error with truth. That's why I'm on the planet. And I use the vehicle called teaching. I use creative, compassionate. It's supposed to be compassionate. Y'all feel the compassion? Creative, compassionate communication. That's a three. That's why I'm on the planet. Why are you here? Once you find it, start talking about it. Then once you start talking about it, you got to figure out a way to take it global. That's what I'm doing right now. Right now, I'm hooking up with some digital marketers. Man, I'm getting ready to get some SOG specialists. I know a little something about it, and I've expanded myself to a certain extent. And now I got to go bigger. I need to get 1 million views on my YouTube videos. It's time to expose. Then, once I do that, then after I express it, then I expose it, then I can expand it even further. So my brothers and my sisters, that is your three-step process as well. But before we can even talk about expressing anything, we got to know what the hell you're going to express. For anybody who don't know what that is already, email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so we can get you started on your Dear Kinnear report and your life optimization chart that tells you exactly what your niche is and why you're here on the planet. So my brothers and my sisters, thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.